This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with your question. Had a bunch of fantastic questions last week. Keep that trend going this morning. Again, get on the air with our retirement planning professionals. We're going to be joined by Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas this morning. Give us a call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Also, a few things to keep in mind during the program. Not only do we welcome and love to hear from you, friends at Klaus Financial also incentivize some fantastic prizes and have great opportunities for you to win something a little bit later on the program with the Klaus Quiz Question Week. This week, another great prize, a $25 gift card to Amazon from the folks at Klaus Financial. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Website for Klaus Financial, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Without further ado, Malia, Kyle, how are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well, Malia. Great to hear your voice. Kyle, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Sean.
Good to have both of you along this morning, and we are going to be talking a little bit about how you guys work at Klaus Financial, your role as financial planners, also help folks with their assets, and we'll get to all of that in just a moment. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, of course, I mentioned the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and one of the great things we do each and every week is not only do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, we look back at the previous Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get the question as well as the answer. What was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and answer?
Yeah, so it was a good question. We had a lot of activity last week. People were sitting there thinking, should I be getting a Social Security benefit from my ex-spouse? So we had a lot of questions about that. Our question last week was, what is the earliest age that you have to be to file for or receive a Social Security spousal benefit? So the multiple choice was at age 62 or 72, and congratulations to our winner last week. Noreen of Sun Prairie had the correct answer. You must be at least age 62 to file for a spousal benefit. So congratulations to her, and thanks to all of you who called in and had a question or tried to win our prize last week.
Great stuff, and we'll do another one this week as well. Also, by the way, as Malia mentioned, a lot of great feedback and a lot of great questions last week. If you do want to listen back to last week or any of the previous shows podcasts, you can always get to klausfinancial.com and listen back to those programs. That's Klaus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. So as mentioned, we are going to be talking about, of course, so you guys at Klaus Financial, not only help people with their retirement investments, I know that your firm also works as financial planners and helps explore areas like long-term care, and of course, the importance of and understanding how those costs could affect someone's assets, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. So that's a large part of our job as financial planners, is mitigating the financial risk of long-term care support and services and how that could possibly impact your retirement portfolio. So just a disclosure up front, we are licensed to sell insurance products, so we understand how relevant they are. However, we do not offer long-term care insurance to our clients. So if there's a single unsolved problem in retirement plans for a lot of middle and upper middle income people, it's what to do about long-term care costs later in life. A lot of people have had experience with this. Maybe they've had, you know, aunts or uncles or mom or dad that they've had to put into a nursing home or a skilled care facility, things like that. So when we hear the words long-term care, everyone has their own mindset regarding its purpose and relevance in their plan. So there's a couple misconceptions about who will pay for what and how much they'll pay for long-term care. So one of the big things we hear is that people just think that Medicare and Medicaid will pay for long-term care. And this isn't entirely true. So Medicare does help pay for your recovery in skilled nursing care facility after a three-day hospital stay, and will cover the total cost of skilled nursing care for the first 20 days. So the way to think of that is, if you were to go in and have a major surgery and you need to stay at a care facility and get some rehab or something like that, Medicare usually helps cover that for the first 20 days. But after the 20 days, you'll have to pay a coinsurance of about $170.50 per day. So that's only, and they'll only cover this for a maximum of 100 days. So really, they help you pay for the first 20, then you're on the hook essentially for the next 80 days. Now there is Medicare supplements where they can help cover some of this and things as well. So that plays into it as well. But after the first, after those 100 days, Medicare no longer helps you, and neither does your supplement or Advantage plan or anything like that. So you'll have to pay for 100% of the costs incurred for staying at that facility. And then if you're thinking Medicaid will pay for it, it's unlikely that you'll qualify for Medicaid assistance. So Medicaid is a means-tested program, and it's driven by the states. So typically to qualify for Medicaid, your assets have to be pretty much depleted down to a very, very low level. And then the government will step in and help you pay for the long-term care bills. So the level, like I said, it's a state-driven program. So it's based on which state you're in and things like that. And if you need more info, you should contact the state medical assistance office to see whether you qualify for that or not.
Very important stuff to keep in mind. Talking this morning with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for Malia and Kyle, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Mark joins us this morning. Mark, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite of Kloss Financial.
Thank you. I'm 64, and I'm planning on retiring in about 6 months. I go to my full Social Security benefit at 66 and so a month. But I'm curious. I plan on delaying taking my Social Security. They say it's full at 66 and 4 months, but it keeps increasing after that. So why is it full at 66 and 4 months if it's still increasing?
Kyle, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I caught that. So he was asking if his the full retirement age Social Security benefit is the full amount, then why does it keep increasing? Mm-hmm. And that would be tied to delayed retirement credits. So if you remember us talking about Social Security many, many times, Social Security actually continues to grow by about 8% a year up until age 70. So that's what they call delayed retirement credits. So the full retirement age amount is the amount that you can pull and not, that's kind of what you paid into for all those years, but they will let you allow it to grow, like I said, up until 70 with those delayed retirement credits.
Okay. And 8%, that's about approximately how much per month if I continue working? How much should it add to it?
I didn't catch that. I couldn't hear.
It was, yeah, so he asked at 8%, he says, how much will that continue growing if he continues working? And it's a percent, right? It's the 8%, it could depend.
So if you can, mm-hmm. if you continue working, they mm-hmm. take your highest 35 years mm-hmm. earnings to figure out your retirement benefit. So if you're continuing to work, that means that probably your years from when you were, 35 years ago, you probably weren't making as much money as you are now. So it will continue to grow a little bit because your lower earning years are falling off your record as well. So it'll adjust a little bit there. And then, like I said, the delayed retirement credits are based on your full retirement age amount. So
really good question, Mark. Really good answers as well. And I mentioned earlier the podcast. I know in the past we've talked also with how exactly your Social Security is calculated, how that formula and what quarters and credits that you over the years that you've earned and those type of things. A fantastic podcast if you go back and listen from KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. Also, don't forget the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle. Still love to hear from you as well at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll talk a little bit about where the costs for long-term care, where they have gone, and of course how expensive that can be. We'll find out from Malia and Kyle next and take your call as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Don't forget, if you have a question for Malia and Kyle, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can be like Mark and get on the air with your question. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled KLAAS Financial.com. You can learn more about them, as I mentioned, on the website. Podcast as well available there. Another really cool thing is you'll find a little envelope down at the bottom that says Stay Current. There you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. So a weekly email that you get in your inbox, a snapshot of what's going on in the markets, and a link to the most recent podcast. Again, just get to klossfinancial.com to get subscribed to that. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No charge for the donation. You'll get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking this morning with Malia and Kyle about long-term care and costs associated with it. And let's talk about how expensive long-term care costs have gotten. And of course, the other side of things, how expensive are our policies to keep up with these costs?
Yeah, it's a great question. In fact, I think I spent a couple hours discussing this with one client yesterday, because for those people who don't have it in place, they're looking at how can I take care of that potential large nugget coming out of my nest egg someday if I should need it. The flip side is, if I have a policy and I get that premium every year, it's like, gulp, do I really need this? Do I need to keep it in place? And ironically, people who are closer to 80 years old are the ones calling and asking that question, do I still need to keep it? Well, we're getting closer and closer to probably needing it at that point. So this is a great conversation you should be having either with your parents, if they don't have long-term care in place, insurance, or actually, if you're looking at your own retirement, you should be talking to a financial advisor or insurance person that can represent that. So according to 2019 Genworth study, monthly costs for long-term care in the United States range from about $4,385 for a home health aide to come into your house, up to $8,517 for a private room in a nursing home. Those are monthly costs. Okay. So many people simply don't have those resources to budget for those types of expenses. Because obviously none of us know if this happens and it starts up, how long it's going to continue. So as far as the costs of policies, this is obviously dictated by your age, your health, the carrier, and the type of policy. So for traditional long-term care policies, again, according to American Association for Long-Term Care, the price index survey they recently did, the average premium for a couple age 60 today is about $3,400 per year. That's a combined insurance premium for long-term care coverage. So there is a distinction now. There's traditional long-term care policies and there's hybrid life long-term care policies. So traditional, the way these work, and maybe your parents have one of these types of policies, but they still are sold frequently. The idea here is if you never need it, the premium that you've spent on it is gone forever. Yeah. So you'll hear people refer to these as use it or lose it type of policies. So these policies sometimes can be more difficult to qualify for, but in the long term, they could actually be more reasonable to afford. And then the more current ones, the hybrid life long-term care ones, essentially, if you never need to use the policy for long-term care, the benefit can come back to you in the way of either a refundable premium or eventually a death benefit to your beneficiary or your estate. So these policies tend to be easier to qualify for, but also the premiums tend to be more expensive. So the idea here is we want people to be properly insured, not over-insured, but protecting potentially $300,000 to $400,000 of your portfolio that you could possibly achieve with a long-term care policy may be a fit for you. So please discuss this and explore if it makes sense in your particular situation.
Really good guidance, an important conversation to have there for sure. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So if I'm looking at getting long-term care insurance and it doesn't cover nursing facilities, what would I think? I won't, I think a lot of us think, oh, I'm not going to need that. That's probably not the right approach there, is it?
No, that's true, Sean. So obviously none of us plan for retirement to end up in a nursing home. So we're talking about this stuff and hopefully none of us never need to use it, but the stats are a little bit different, which we'll get into in a second. So it is true that some of the older traditional long-term care policies that are still in the books that maybe your parents may have just cover an actual stay in a nursing home. So you'd want to check their policy and get the details on what exactly the policy covers. And obviously you want to be proactive on this before they may need to use it. So most new long-term care insurance policies today, and we say today, but this is really over the last, you know, number of years here, about 99% of them generally cover home health care, hospice care, respite care, and traditional long-term care facilities, as well as Alzheimer's facilities. So they really seek the type of care you need without taking too much from the retirement portfolio, whether that be in a nursing facility or in your own home. And to your other point, Sean, you know, what if you think you don't need care? Like I said, hopefully none of us never end up there. And nobody can say with any certainty whether they'll need it or not. But the odds are that you'll end up requiring some form of these benefits, and it might be significantly higher than you think. So Morningstar released a report back in 2018 that tells us that persons turning 65 today have a 52% chance of needing long-term care support and services. And probably not too surprising is that women have a little bit of a higher chance at 58% than men at 47%. And the average person needs care for 2+ years. So like Malia was saying, you know, at $8,500 a month for, that's kind of the average, you're looking at over $100,000 a year. So if only one of you go in there, that's going to burn quickly. But, you know, if both of you go in there, it can be really, really expensive and drain it very, very quickly.
Very good.
And then another big question is, am I too young to buy a policy? So obviously, in order to avoid paying premiums before using the benefits, the temptation is to put off purchasing this policy as long as possible. But this opens up to you the risk of seeing your premiums greatly inflate, or worse, becoming unable to get coverage because of a health condition or something like that. So just as you wouldn't be able to purchase homeowners insurance if your home was on fire, you won't be able to purchase long-term care insurance if you already need care or if your cognitive skills are declining and things like that. So if it makes sense of trying to get a long-term care policy for you, you really want to look at this probably in your 50s or early 60s, because again, the premiums aren't quite outrageous yet. You know, we have many people in their mid to late 70s that start talking about this because that's when it starts becoming a little more front of mind. And sometimes the cost is so prohibitive, you know, and that's assuming they're in pretty good health. So definitely talk to your financial advisor or a long-term care specialist to see if you've evaluated all your risks and then see which way you want to go with this.
Really important stuff to consider there. Talking with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. And their telephone number, 442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got questions, don't forget, as always, to make an appointment with Kloss Financial. The first one, it is complimentary. You can give them a call to set that up at 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Talking about, of course, as we look at long-term care and the potential for that as we get a little bit older and some of the needs there, terms like the sandwich generation, not as delicious as it sounds. That's something a little different. Malia, let's talk a little bit about if you do eventually need care, looking kind of the Golden Girls solution, looking to friends or family. Could you just depend on them for providing that stuff there?
Yes, of course you could. But, you know, we do hear from people that they don't want to be a burden. I mean, ultimately, you know, they know their children have their own lives and they kind of want to take care of the things themselves. I mean, at least that's the mindset. So, but the truth, again, back to the truth is that 65% of adults that need long-term care today actually rely on their family and friends to provide it. So that's a huge number, 65%. And so it's important to realize which family members are likely to provide this care. So as you mentioned, the sandwich generation, 25% of that, of those 65% of adults that are watching, helping with the people needing long-term care are in the sandwich generation. So they're providing care to children and also older adults. And so this obviously can be difficult for families to handle. 65% of the caregivers are female. In other words, are you thinking your sons may be able to leave their job to care for you? Are you assuming your daughters are going to be able to leave their jobs to care for you? Or are they taking care of small children at the same time? And 34% of the caregivers are 65 and older. So think of this, and we have a lot of this right now. If you're 85 years old, needing care, you may be having your 65-year-old retired child possibly caring for you, which physically may not make a lot of sense. So this is really what's important. It sounds good on paper. Yeah, my kids are going to take care of me. Yeah, but you're 90 and your kids are almost 70. Yeah. So keep that in mind as you're thinking, are my kids going to take care of me or my friends and family, and how much you want to weigh on that.
Really eye-opening statistics there. And then let's wrap up talking a little bit about self-funding. What about doing something like that for your long-term care costs?
Yeah, it's a great question. And again, we'll just look at statistics of how this kind of plays out. So 57.5% of individuals turning 65 between 2015 and 2019 will spend less than $25,000 on long-term care during their lifetimes. So, you know, that doesn't sound too bad. Less than $25,000, a lot of people can stomach that. But on the flip side, 15% of that same age span will spend more than $250,000 on long-term care. So this is why this is such an important thing. The, you know, hopefully, like I said, nobody needs it and we all, you know, fall asleep and never wake up. But the reality is you're going to need some of this. And hopefully it's not a long drawn out process. So many times high income or high net worth people can actually self-fund their long-term care costs. And even middle income earners may choose to if necessary, because you can always sell a house or do things like that. It's all, again, everything in this comes down to goals. And what is our goals? Our goal is to leave something for the kids. Maybe we don't want to sell the house if that's all we have left and things like that. So
really,
the
good.
Goal is to wake up tomorrow morning, though. Okay, we prefer that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're on a happy note here.
Exactly. Keeping things positive on that, but it is important. And of course, the key to all of this, as we've been talking, is planning. And of course, talking this stuff through, some of the great stuff and having that plan in place. Great stuff with Kloss Financial is that initial appointment. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing to set that up. All you got to do is give them a call, 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Go ahead and hold on to that telephone number as well. In just a moment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception, a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to a 2018 Morningstar report on long-term care, what percentage of adults today rely on friends and family to provide their long-term care? Is it 10% or is it 65%? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Amazon. Again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number 442-5637 and online klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, Kyle, always great hanging out with you guys. You guys enjoy the weekend. Have a happy 4th.
Thanks, Sean. You too.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hempkes comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.